This is Focus West Michigan for Monday, April 13, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. A Holland area nonprofit is collecting donations for a proposed memorial that will honor pets that have passed away. WGVU's David Limbaugh has more about the Rainbow Bridge.
We have sufficient funds to start the project, and we're confident that we will have the balance of community support to continue the funding and to complete the project.
Mike Mitchell is executive director for Holland Area Pet Memorial, a nonprofit created this year for building the Rainbow Bridge. He says after seeing similar pet memorials in other communities across the country, the organization obtained approval from Ottawa County and Park Township officials to build their own.
Over 50% of the local township are pet owners, and we know that everybody who has a pet and has lost one deals with that. And to have a place where they can go and remember their pet is something that I think everybody will benefit from.
The Rainbow Bridge will be just that, situated on a parcel at the end of 168th Street south of Ottawa Beach Road next to Holland State Park. Visitors will be able to attach pet tags and collars to the structure.
This is a place where they can go and memorialize their family pet so that they in turn can then make sure that the kids and the family have a way of dealing with the tragedy of losing a pet.
For more information or to donate, go to pet123.org. I'm David Limbaugh.
Grand Rapids is pausing a plan to replace parking on Wealthy Street in Easttown with bike lanes. Dozens of business owners oppose the project, and before going forward, WGVU's Phil Dawson reports, the city now says they will get more input from the community and consider design adjustments.
This project will shut down Easttown and make it a ghost town.
At an October public hearing, Shauna Bocamp, who owns the building that's home to Billy's Lounge and Mulligan's Pub, said Easttown businesses need street parking for their customers.
It's ridiculous to take the easy access customer parking on Wealthy away from the businesses.
As part of a street redesign, the city planned to replace some parking spots on Wealthy with bike lanes. Speaking for nearly three dozen businesses, Yesterdog co-owner Lisa Rappaport called the plan a disaster.
Would have disastrous effects on all businesses in this corridor.
But Laura Sessa with Strong Towns Grand Rapids says businesses could see profits increase if bike lanes replaced parking spaces.
Bike lanes are great for business. A study found half of these people spend more than $100 per month at local businesses, where only about a third of visitors who drive will spend that much.
At the hearing, businessman Mark Secchia suggested pumping the brakes on the project, and the city is now pausing the plan pending more community input.
I support bike lanes, but in this situation, we're moving about 40 to 50 parking spots, maybe pump the brakes and be more inclusive of businesses and not just the bikers.
I'm Phil Dawson.
It's almost time to take to the water, and the Grand Rapids Department of Parks and Recreation is making sure folks are ready. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
Parks and Rec officials say they are bringing back free outdoor pool passes for Grand Rapids City youth, and registration is now open for the summer season. Like last year, city residents ages 17 and under can receive free season passes by signing up before the free registration period closes May 25th. Laura Claypool, Parks and Recreation Director, says in a news release, quote, "Our pools play an important part in providing safe, fun spaces for our community each summer, and we're grateful for the opportunity to continue offering a free pass option," end quote. Parents and guardians 18 years and older can register their youth for the free pass and find more information at grparks.info/poolpass26. I'm Jennifer Moss.
Microsoft has presented a five-point plan for developing its proposed Gaines Township data center. As WGVU's David Limbaugh explains, the tech giant is listening to community members and will share some more information during Wednesday's public meeting.
Microsoft entered into a land contract to purchase the southern section of the Steelcase Wood plant in the 4,000 block of 68th Street Southeast in Gaines Township, just south of Grand Rapids, for the construction of a data center. The tech company is requesting Gaines Township rezone the parcel from planned unit development to light industrial, to align with adjacent properties also purchased from Steelcase for $45.3 million. Microsoft recently presented a five-point plan to community neighbors that includes working with Consumers Energy, supporting electrical capacity expansion, protecting area residents from utility cost increases. Microsoft will deploy a closed-loop water cooling system instead of drawing from on-site groundwater. The company will also donate 9.5 acres of land for public open space and trails. This Wednesday's meeting is at South Christian High School at 6 p.m. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin previews the return of Kingma's Market Sample Fest, but first, news from around the state. Democratic Congresswoman Haley Stevens turned in signatures on Friday to get on the ballot in her campaign for U.S. Senate. Colin Jackson reports Stevens has been highlighting her existing work in Congress.
In recent weeks, Stevens has discussed policies to staff up the Social Security Administration, hold immigration enforcement accountable, and clean up pollution. Stevens says a bipartisan bill she's co-sponsoring to address water contamination would prevent Michiganders from bearing the brunt of cleanup costs.
We've got fish that can't be eaten that are being caught in our fresh water because of this level of pollution that has gone on. And who's responsible to clean it up? It just can't continue to come down on the average Michigander. We've already paid enough.
Stevens' opponents in the Democratic Senate primary include State Senator Mallory McMorrow and former Wayne County Health Director Abdul El Sayed. Both plan to turn their nominating signatures in next week. I'm Colin Jackson.
There was heat and electricity on Friday in Michigan's governor's race. Democrat Jocelyn Benson unveiled her plan to rein in rising electricity bills by compelling utilities to spend more on improving the power grid and less on political contributions.
No more conflicts of interest on the MPSC board. No more closed-door rate decisions. And no more guaranteed profits before a single dollar goes to fixing the grid.
DTE Energy issued a statement, not directly responding to Benson's proposal, just saying the utility wants to work with regulators, policymakers, and other stakeholders on long-term system needs. Secretary of State Benson is running against Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson and several other candidates for the Democratic Party nomination for governor. Water levels continue to rise at the Sheboygan Dam. As of Sunday afternoon, water levels were 15 inches from reaching the top of the dam. If they get to 12 inches, the first phase of the county's emergency safety plan will go into effect. It asks residents to make preparations for an evacuation. Jeremy Runstrom is the Sheboygan County Emergency Manager.
If we get to evacuation stage, I will send out IPAWS messages, which is the wireless alert system, which will target all the areas that will be affected by raising water levels.
State and federal officials are working around the clock to bring the water levels at the dam down. They've got five large water pumps helping divert water and have stacked 2,000 sandbags. Engineers are also working on restarting the neighboring hydroelectric generation station, which could increase water flow, but it hasn't been functioning since a 2023 fire, and they're waiting on parts. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Kingma's Market in the Creston neighborhood brings back the beloved Sample Fest this April. WGVU's Shelley Irwin talked to owner Alan Hairline about the tradition and celebrating of Michigan-based businesses that make the store special all year long.
Oh boy, Kingma's Market does bring back the beloved Sample Fest. It's this Saturday. Mark your calendar to be there all day. Well, 11 to 3 will work. And I appreciate you with Roving Mike we did last year. And now you get to hang out here. Alan Hartline, owner of Kingma's Market. Be careful what you wish for. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes. When did you find the market?
Oh my gosh. About 11 years ago. Third generation Kingma family, 80 plus years in Grand Rapids, and very highly thought of. Stumbled upon it and thought that I could step in and continue the legacy, but also bring some new and exciting things to the community and continue to build on a great brand.
Yes, well, be careful. One may call you Alan Kingma.
Wouldn't be the first time.
You would say yes to that. What makes you unique? What makes the market unique, and where where are you located?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, food is fun, and we like to think folks get excited about coming to Kingma's Market as part of an experience. Meet some super friendly people that love food. And love people, and we've got a great offering, maybe one of the largest offerings of Michigan brands right here in West Michigan. And of course, we're located on 2225 Plainfield Avenue in the heart of the Creston community.
Who would you say is your audience?
You know, it's interesting. We've got a great following locally, but a lot of folks come from all over West Michigan, from Cascade to Rockford, etc., because they just love the experience, and everybody seems to have a favorite when they come to Kingma's Market that perhaps they can't get elsewhere.
90-year-old Northeast Grand Rapids staple, known for your expansive collection, Michigan-made products important to you.
You know, very important. Supporting local you know, particularly in this environment, you know, it's, you know, carbon friendly, and you know, we don't have the logistics of gas prices, and supporting a lot of local business makes sense. And quite frankly, we're blessed to have so many great West Michigan, or Michigan in general, businesses, whether they're growing it, producing it, right here. So it's a privilege for us to showcase these products each and every day.
Even your branding t-shirt says Kingma's Market, local flavor. You're media trained well. What's happening Saturday?
So it's our sixth annual Sample Fest. So it's really a celebration of some great Michigan products offered each and every day in our store. We're excited to say it's bigger and better. We're now up to 27 Michigan vendors, many of which are the owners of the company. So you get to meet the folks that started it, are passionate about it. You get sort of the backstory of how they got started, or what why their products are great. So, you know, everything from ice cream to beer to pickles to barbecue sauce to coffee to our salsa, chips, popcorn, you won't go away hungry. And most importantly, it's free to the community and free to our Michigan vendors. This is really just a celebration for folks to come out on a Saturday afternoon and have some fun.
Yes. Will you be outside? Will I come inside? A little both?
Yeah, great question. So we're blessed to have a garden center, which we haven't quite filled up with plants. We're getting close. Mother Nature's getting us there. But so this is the last weekend before we bring in all of our hanging baskets and flowers and stuff for the community. So it's typically just before the launch of garden center season that we have that empty space where we can house everybody inside. So it kind of prevents us being at the mercy of Mother Nature, if you will. So
yeah, April sounds exciting, but there still may be some action, as they say, in the weather world. Alan Hartline, owner of Kingman's Market, again, bringing back the beloved Bigger and Better, you say, Sample Fest this Saturday, 11 to 3. So see each vendor and get a taste or make a purchase? How's that work?
Yeah, so we've got stations set up throughout the garden center. So you can navigate, you can hit every table or find some ones that you're interested in or maybe we're curious about, and just kind of bounce around casually. There'd be some tables in there to kind of congregate and have some fun. But yeah, if you love some of the product, we've got a lot of specials. So a lot of the vendors are investing in their brands too. So you'll see a lot of specials. So it can be a buying event. If someone's interested and says, I love this product, I'd like to take it home today, we've got some incentives to do just that. Or if you just want to have some fun and get out with the family and celebrate Michigan local on this late April, it's a great opportunity.
Exciting. What is this new partnership with the Gluten Free Brothers?
Yeah, absolutely. So they've been a long-standing partner of ours. They produce their granola bars or their adult nutrition bars right here in West Michigan. They've expanded into granola. And I approached the guys and said, let's do something special together and do a co-branded granola exclusively for Kingma's Market. They were excited about it. We've done a lot of great things together over the years. So we'll actually be launching it for the very first time at Sample Fest, and folks will be able to try it and buy it if you so choose.
Any other entertainment, other ways to get involved this Saturday?
Yeah, you know, there's some fun games and stuff for families. We've got a local flavor cornhole game where if you toss a beanbag into the hole, you get a free can of LaCroix, which is produced on the east side of the state. But yeah, you know, whether you want an ice cold Schwartz beer or try some St. Julian winery, we've also got coffee, a couple different ice cream suppliers. Yeah, there's no shortage of fun food items that people can try and celebrate Michigan products.
Yes. And describe the atmosphere of Creston these days.
Well, I think it's an exciting time, quite frankly. We've got some new businesses that have opened up recently, Echo Salon and La Fonte Gallery. We've got some folks that are investing back in their businesses. And there's a vibrancy there that's pretty exciting. We're blessed to be a part of the Creston community. There's actually a rebrand going on, which I'm part of, to try and create excitement and kind of house all the great things and tell the community why Creston could be a destination to visit from some of the other West Michigan areas.
Well, for sure. Be destined this Saturday, for sure. Kingma's Market, you bringing back this beloved Sample Fest. Details one more time, please, Alan.
Sure. This Saturday, April 18th from 11 to 3 p.m. Free of charge, and come hungry and thirsty, and we'll take care of you.
Where you want to be. Nice to talk about the weekend already. Is there a website to find out more information about you in general?
There's not. If you follow us on social media, there'll be lots of postings and updates, and we've got a lot of the vendors that will be celebrating, talking about their product. But we also we do email lists that come out. If you go to our website and subscribe with your email, you get information like this on different events and activities throughout the year. Keep you in the know with exciting, you know, features and seafood roadshows and sample fests and all kinds of fun stuff at Kingma's.
Right. Save your appetite for Saturday. Kingma's Market Sample Fest is 11 to 3. Thanks to you, Alan. Go get them.
Thank you.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Monday, April 13, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.